time it takes for emergency personnel to respond to a crisis, of course, is crucial. And as we witnessed in the Navy Yard shootings and so many other unfortunate happenings, the miscommunication between law enforcement and emergency personnel can slow efforts to get things under control. The First Responder Network Authority is planning to build an interoperable wireless network for federal, state, and local first responders. For details, we turn to T.J. Kennedy, the Deputy General Manager for FirstNet. T.J., good morning. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Good morning, Tom.
So first, give us the background on FirstNet. I guess this is the latest in a series of attempts to get this kind of network built. How did this come to be, and give us the background?
FirstNet's mission is very clear, to establish a nationwide interoperable broadband network to really support America's first responders and all public safety workers in their mission that's so critically important every day. We've been able to have a number of communication systems over the years for public safety, but one of the things that's very important is we want to be able to allow federal, state, and local responders to be able to communicate with each other when they cross state lines, when there's major incidents like you mentioned, and also to have the ability to have broadband data and to have high-speed capabilities that currently are not typically in a dedicated public safety network for them today.
Now, FirstNet just came into being thanks to a 2012 law. Tell us how the FirstNet program got created.
The FirstNet program got created by police, fire, and EMS working together to communicate with Capitol Hill and to drive for the legislation to get dedicated spectrum for public safety communications, as well as funding to construct the network. And by coming together across the country and going to Capitol Hill with their very important message, they were able to get this bill passed.
Okay, and so where in the federal government does FirstNet live? Who's involved here?
So FirstNet is an independent authority with a 15-member board, but resides within the Department of Commerce within NTIA, National Telecommunications.
Okay, so the independent board members then come from, like, police and local types of authorities?
Correct. So on the board itself, you have representatives from Sheriff's Department, Police Department, Fire Department, EMS agencies, as well as federal government and some key technology executives who are also on the board.
So your enabling legislation was, I think, in 2012, and yet efforts to try to do this precede that by probably a couple of decades. So is this kind of supersede all of the earlier efforts to get this national safety network going?
Well, one of the things you've seen in the commercial networks as well is technology has changed a lot over the years, and this broadband network is going to be built on LTE, and with LTE now being able to more efficiently deliver voice, video, and data, that kind of modern capability is something that public safety has not necessarily had available to them in a network, too, that will give them priority and preemption and the kind of hardening and resiliency that they're looking for.
Okay, so let's get to the technology here. What is the technical makeup of the Envision network? Tell us what this is going to be made of.
Well, it's going to be made of a series of radio access networks that connect to the FirstNet core. And at the end of the day, this nationwide network will allow communication across all 50 states as well as out to the territories in the District of Columbia. And that kind of technology, based upon LTE, will enable first responders to be able to share very high-speed data. So think of things such as, you know, video and great communications with an emergency room, as well as for a fire department to be able to communicate and get maps and other key data they might need or information on hazardous materials. And for law enforcement, they'll be able to run the kinds of checks that they often do over the radio today or across a computer with a 3G wireless card with an LTE connection that will get them more data more quickly.
So LTE is what we get on our smartphones when we're on the 4G, on the up-to-date phones.
Correct. So when you have 4G or LTE, long-term evolution connection, you are getting a much higher speed than what we used to get, and it allows things like video and so forth to be transmitted quickly.
And what is the federal government's specific role in this whole effort?
Well, the federal government is key, certainly being within the Department of Commerce and NTIA for FirstNet, but also on the board with the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security and key representatives that are helping support public safety across the federal government. And this will support first responders within the federal ranks as well. So, you know, we have a lot of agencies who are providing public safety services, whether it's on the forest fire side of the house or whether it's related to the Border Patrol, whether it's related to what happens every day with FBI agents across the country. There are many different public safety responders, both for everyday kinds of law enforcement issues, as well as for disasters and emergencies.
We're speaking with T.J. Kennedy. He's Deputy General Manager of the First Responder Network Authority, or FirstNet. And you've got an acquisition coming out. Tell us what that will be, what the plan and the timeline is for that.
There are two acquisitions that we'll have coming up, a comprehensive network RFP and a network equipment and services RFP. We'll be working very hard over the next 12 months to pull those RFPs together, and they'll be coming out as draft RFPs to begin with to allow industry a chance to take a look at those and give us good feedback. And those will be two important parts of what we're doing to help build the network and to get that underway.
And so will NTIA be the contracting officer authority there?
Right now, our contracting authority comes out of the Department of Commerce and their acquisition office.
Okay, so let's back up for a minute. Take something like the Navy Yard shooting, where you did have multi-jurisdictional and multi-level of government response. What was the technology, and what's the common technology now that is used when multiple agencies respond and multiple levels of government?
Public safety today relies very heavily on land mobile radio systems, and some of those systems are connected to each other and some of them are not. And public safety will continue to use land mobile radio. It's a very mission-critical, hardened communication solution, primarily focused on voice. As we go forward with the First Responder Network Authority, our goal is to also provide a broadband network, and the broadband network will be very focused on providing very quick data. And as you know, just with your cell phone and other things as well, voice over LTE is coming in the future, but you know, voice capabilities are also going to be a part of that over time. So it'll be a great augment to what exists with land mobile radio today. And also, by having the same technology across jurisdictions, it will allow folks to communicate in many different ways. Just like today, you know, children today have a tool with a smartphone in their hand that can communicate with text and data and email and applications. And many different applications will continue to come out for public safety. There are some out there today, but think of all the great innovation that's happened since different smartphones have come to market, and think of the innovation that could really support police departments, fire departments, and EMS agencies across the country.
That's an important point. People may not have realized that when you're talking voice on a cellular network, you're not on the LTE, but on some slower network which can handle voice more easily.
Very well said.
So that means the radio, as that you mentioned earlier, will still be the primary voice conduit in these situations.
Correct. So today, land mobile radio is the primary voice conduit, and we expect that to still be a primary voice conduit going forward. But voice over LTE standards are continuing to evolve, and as those 3GPP standards are put into place, that will allow voice to travel across LTE in the future.
So the question arises, if eventually it is voice over LTE, which is to say voice over the public cellular network, what happens when, you know, the whole world is also chattering about something going on, and first responders have to have priority on that LTE network? Does this plan envision that?
It does, and that's why this plan for the First Responder Network Authority set aside spectrum as well as initial funding to be able to build the network so that first responders would have the ability to have their priority and preemption on their own network so that they don't have the congestion that would occur during a major emergency.
So it would be LTE technology, but not necessarily on like the same Verizon network I would be talking to the office on.
So Verizon has their own spectrum, for instance, as your example. So by having the spectrum dedicated to public safety and having a network that would allow them priority and preemption on their own network, public safety should be assured to have communications during large amounts of volume.
Will this spectrum come from one of the auctions that the FCC is planning? Or, I mean, where will the spectrum come from for FirstNet?
The spectrum was dedicated in the enabling legislation, and so it's the D-block portion of the 700 megahertz spectrum.
That's the one they couldn't sell, in other words.
There is some history to that. There are other auctions that are also being held over the next few years that are helping to fund the construction fund. Those are separate auctions. One of the most recent ones that just ended was the H-block auction.
Okay, so what happens in the immediate future right now?
The immediate future right now is focused on what we call state consultation. Just yesterday, actually, we sent out the checklist to be able to go to the next step of state consultation, and our team will be meeting with teams from all 50 states and the territories as well as the District of Columbia to walk them through the steps of looking at their key public safety users and where their 911 response calls are in their state, and to work with them to help build the state plan that will be a part of the FirstNet network.
And there are basically two components to this. You mentioned one, the core, but what's the other one?
The radio access network, so typically for the public, if you look at cellular towers or cellular sites that might be on buildings or other tall places, those are the key components that allow the network to be able to provide communication to folks in the field. And so that radio access network will be what would be actually put up throughout the state.
And I guess this whole technology of LTE and communications is getting to the point where you have little cubes, maybe the size of a toaster, that can be put almost anywhere. It doesn't require big towers as much going into the future. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely we're seeing that cellular communications and the radio units are getting smaller and lower in cost, which helps deploy to a greater coverage capability and capacity.
And down the line, what do you envision being in the first responder's hand as he or she uses this LTE core network to communicate?
There's multiple devices that work very well with LTE. Some have laptop computers and police cars and fire trucks and ambulances today, and those can be connected via a dongle or a router from the emergency vehicle itself. Also, smartphones and tablets and other types of computing devices can certainly work very well on LTE and will be able to provide rapid access to key applications for public safety.
And can you envision some of the existing traditional radio manufacturers being able to add in this LTE to the voice radios they have now?
Actually, correct. Some of them are definitely working on that, and some of them have started to already come out with LTE being added to those voice radios.
All right, so it sounds like there's real progress in something that law enforcement has been trying to do for a number of years.
We believe there is, and we look forward to delivering this amazing capability to public safety providers and trying to make them safer and more effective in their job every day.
All right. TJ Kennedy is the Deputy General Manager of the First Responder Network Authority. Thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you, Tom.